We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park is open once again. It's the last major Southern California theme park to reopen its gates after a 13-month closure because of the pandemic. It's only open to pass holders for now. This woman live streaming her experience getting into the park online.
I'm in Knott's, and it is open, and people are on rides, and staff seem happy to be here at security. As we lined up at security, people were cheering.
Knott's will reopen to the general public on May 21st. L.A. County jumping into the yellow tier today. That means more capacity for many businesses and bars.
You can bet bar owners and their customers will be raising their glasses today in a toast. It's been a long 14 months.
Well, reopening to any extent means everything.
But Bill Allen, the CEO of the LA County Economic Development Corporation, notes there are strict limits still in place for bars.
Opening does not equal recovery, especially when it's limited to 25% capacity indoors.
Meantime, other businesses like gyms and movie theaters and amusement parks and sports venues, too, will see their capacities increase in the yellow tier. And people I've spoken to say they're good with that for the most part.
I think people need to continue to be careful and use their common sense.
One shop employee tells me it's scary for her because many people have stopped wearing their masks in Manhattan Beach. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom's recall opponents have attacked him on his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, but the issue could resonate less and less with voters in the next several months if businesses continue to fully reopen and COVID cases continue to remain low. Republican strategist Tim Rosales, who's not connected to the recall campaign, tells KNX there are still plenty of issues opponents could talk about, such as cost of living in California.
The governor had promised during his campaign in 2018 to build hundreds of thousands of new homes every year. Prior to the pandemic, he had not even started on that endeavor and plan.
He says if recall voters decisively support the governor, it could make it extremely difficult for someone to beat him in 2022. Cal State LA will postpone graduation ceremonies for the classes of 2020 and 2021. This comes after students expressed disappointment with the initial plan to hold a ceremony that would not allow students to bring guests or to walk on stage. In an email to students, school officials say they heard heartfelt feedback and will hold a ceremony at a future date that will allow graduates to have family and friends in attendance. The right to school is changing now. Now, in the near future, Los Angeles school kids.
The day's numbered for LAUSD's fleet of 1,900 school buses, many of them diesel-powered. The district has taken delivery of its first all-electric school bus.
You're not drowned out by noise and diesel engines, and the students can actually converse with each other.
Superintendent Austin Buettner says 9 more are on order, and that one day he envisions an all-electric school district bus fleet. The cost to operate an electric school bus, about 20 cents per mile, half the cost of diesel, essentially, and maintenance significantly less. Projected $10,000 a year per bus, far fewer moving parts than a diesel engine. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The only survivor of the mass shooting in Orange last month has now been released from the hospital. She lost both her son and daughter in the tragic shooting, which claimed two other lives as well. Blanca Tamayo is still recovering. She has two bullets still lodged inside her head. She left the hospital wearing a protective helmet. Her doctor says this is really a very good outcome for her, as many people with her type of wounds often do not survive. A Los Angeles County grand jury indicting a dozen people in what it says was a $15 million mortgage fraud and green card scam. The arrests were the result of a 7-year investigation by the LAPD, along with federal and state agencies. Prosecutors say between 2014 and 2020, the 12 defendants used stolen identities to obtain mortgages and other types of loans.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.